For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. 11 top aides in the Evers administration are making at least 10% more than their predecessors under Governor Walker. A spokesperson for Governor Evers released a statement saying the governor, quote, believes in a fair compensation for the professionals who choose to serve our communities by working in local, state, and federal government. Former Attorney General Eric Holder will be visiting Wisconsin next week to stump for Judge Lisa Neubauer. Judge Neubauer is running for state Supreme Court, opposing Judge Brian Hagedorn to replace Supreme Court Justice Shirley Abrahamson. Holder is investing $350,000 in Neubauer's campaign. Governor Evers' proposed state budget calls for $150 million in increased funding for the UW system and interstate improvements around Milwaukee. However, that budget would require tax increases that Republicans oppose. A UW-Milwaukee professor has been charged with two counts of second-degree sexual assault and one count of fourth-degree sexual assault. Anthony Azenabor is charged with assaulting a PhD candidate he was advising. Governor Evers is maintaining a positive outlook on Milwaukee's 2020 DNC bid. And the Bucks lost to the Suns in Phoenix yesterday, 105-114. Bucks are off until Thursday when they return home to face the Pacers. Happy Punchki Day, everyone. Highs today in the mid-teens with some clouds. Overnight lows close to zero. Wednesday highs in the low 20s. And Thursday highs in the mid-20s. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. For Real Resistance Radio, happy Punchki Day.